For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, that's taken from 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. And this is Steve Clark, and it's my privilege to be able to share on the Daily Inspiration this week. This is day one. And what I'm planning on talking about is overcoming the world. These verses talk about that. We're going to look at that this week. There's seven things that I would like to look at. I might change some maybe at the end of the week. I'm not exactly sure, but this is what I've come up with so far is promises to the overcomer. That's what we're going to look at today. And then how does being born of God affect overcoming the world? And three is what does it mean to overcome the world? And four, how can we be overcomers? Five, I have, are we living an overcoming life? Six, how is our faith the victory that overcomes the world? And seven, is everyone who professes to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God overcoming the world? So that's the topic for this week. I'll just read our verses again. It's for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, we're going to look at today the promises to the overcomer. And these are just the ones I took out of the book of Revelation. And I'll just read through them. Revelation 2:7, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So this is the first promise that I'm bringing forth to you today, is that we will be able to, if we are overcomers, we'll be able to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. If you remember, in the days of Adam and Eve, they had the tree of life there, and they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which they ended up sinning by doing that, and they were cast out of the garden, and they were not allowed to eat of the tree of life, and it says, lest they would live forever. And so this is the promise that we have. If we have an ear to hear, that he that overcometh will be able to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Okay, so then Revelation 2:11 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Well, what is the second death? The second death is the final judgment where people are cast into the lake of fire. And that is something that none of us want to go through. So if we are overcomers, we're not going to be hurt of this second death. Revelation 2:17, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth save he that receiveth it. So this promise that we'll, if we're overcomers, we'll be able to eat of the hidden manna, and we'll have a new name written, which no one knows. And then Revelation 2:26 through 29, it says, and he that overcometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So here it's not just he that overcometh, it says, and keepeth my works unto the end. So there's an addition there. He that overcometh and keepeth my works to the end, those will have power over the nations, and he will give them the morning star. Okay, and then Revelation 3, verse 5, it says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So to the person that overcomes with this promise, it's going to have white raiment, and his name will not be blotted out of the book of life, and he will confess his name before the Father and before his angels. That reminds me of a verse that says if we confess God before our fellow man, then he'll confess, Jesus will confess our name before his Father or something like that. If we deny him, he's going to deny us. But if we speak of him, I can't remember exactly how the verse goes, but he'll confess our name before the Father. So what a beautiful promise here. Revelation 3:12, it says, he that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So a pillar in the temple of my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Several promises there. And then Revelation 3:21 through 22, it says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And then the last one I have is Revelation 21:7. It says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. So these are beautiful promises. These are promises that are just beyond my comprehension, the things that are said here. And it's to those who overcome. Now we're going to look at overcoming. What does it mean to overcome the world? What does it mean to be an overcomer? We're going to look at that in the next 6 days. And it says, if you noticed in all of these, it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Do you have an ear to hear? Do I have an ear to hear? It's not just the physical ear that he's talking about. That's not what he's talking about on the physical ear that's on the side of our heads. It's being able to hear and believe the voice of God, to believe the word of God, and to hear with our spirits and say amen to those things, that we believe those things and we trust in God and we put our faith in him. That's what this ear to hear is talking about, I believe. And it's a choice that we have to make. We can make that choice to hear or not to hear, to obey or not to obey, to say yes or to say no. It's a choice that we can make. And it's very clear here that he's calling us to make the right choice. He's asking us to choose the right way and to be an overcomer and inherit all these promises. Inherit all things, it says in Revelation there. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Praise God. Well, you don't want to miss out on this, and I don't want to miss out on this thing. And so let's look at what it is to be an overcomer. You want to be an overcomer. I believe you do. You've called in today, and I believe you have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. So let's look at this week. We're going to look at what it means to be an overcomer. And and that we would be able to receive the promises, or be able to, these promises would be ours as overcomers. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Let's just pray. Father, we do thank you for your word. Thank you that we can be overcomers. Thank you that you invite us to live an overcoming life. And Lord, help us as we look at this week, that we would be able to see what it really is to be to overcome the world and to inherit the promises of God here. So thank you for that. We ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.